Urashima Taro. Once upon a time in a little fishing village, there lived a young fisherman named Urashima Taro. One day, as he walked along the beach, he saw some children teasing a turtle. He felt sorry for the turtle. He sent the children back to the village. Then he picked up the little turtle and put it back in the sea. The little turtle swam away, and Urashima Taro forgot all about the incident. One day he was out fishing. Suddenly he heard a voice.
Urashima Taro.
He couldn't see anyone.
Urashima Taro, I'm here, in the water, beside the boat.
Then Urashima Taro looked into the water. He saw a large turtle raising his head.
Thank you for rescuing me the other day. All of the water creatures thank you.
Oh, it was nothing.
To show our thanks, we would like you to visit us at the palace at the bottom of the sea. I will take you there.
So Urashima Taro climbed on the back of the turtle, and they set off for the palace at the bottom of the sea. The journey was beautiful. At last, they arrived at the palace. Urashima Taro gazed at it in amazement. His amazement deepened when a beautiful girl came toward him.
Welcome to our kingdom, Urashima Taro. I am the princess of all the creatures of the sea. Come into the palace.
Urashima Taro followed the princess into the palace. He was well entertained. The time passed quickly. Finally, he said,
Now I have stayed long enough. I must go home. My parents will worry about me.
Then the princess presented a small jewel box to Urashima Taro.
Take this as a token of our gratitude. But remember, never open this box.
Urashima Taro promised that he would never open the box. Then he said goodbye and climbed on the back of the turtle. He left the turtle at the beach and walked toward his house. When he saw it, he gasped. There was nothing there but an old, crumbling wall. Just then, an old woman came by. He called to her.
Is this the house of Urashima Taro?
Urashima Taro? He disappeared many years ago when I was a little girl. There is no one here now named Urashima Taro. Why do you ask for him?
Urashima Taro walked away. Suddenly, he looked at the little jewel box in his hand. Perhaps there was something in there to help him. He opened the box. Out came a puff of smoke. At that instant, Urashima Taro became an old man.
Bewildered and tired, he walked along the beach, looking for the turtle to take him back to the palace under the sea. The only answer to his calling was the soft sound of the little waves on the sand.